So can you talk a little bit about the rest of the card? So that's the big match, but there's a lot of other matches there too. So let's run them down.
The ethos of our company ever since we started was opportunity, giving opportunities to guys who may not have gotten it just yet from other companies or who are banging on the door. There's a team called Certified Sexy. It's a trio of guys. It's Gino DeGod, Nutrius X, and Sasha Jenkins. And they've been wanting to be a part of 2KW since our first show in August of 2014. Six shows later, now they have their opportunity, but they're standing across the ring from three guys who combined have five 2KW Pro main events under their belt. Chris Cage was in the main event of 2KW's 1 and 2. In 2014 and 15, and the Walking Riot Rays was in the main events of 3, 4, and 5. And in 3 and 4, he went up against A.R. Fox and Matt Tremont. And the King of Kaiju Rays, in all but every match except the last show, 2KW Pro 5, were in events in our company's history, has never lost. Rays has never been pinned. He's never been submitted. He has lost one match, but it was a tag team match. So now you've got Chris Cage, his tag team partner Riplash, and their blood brother Rays going up against three very hungry guys. So you've got that match, which is going to set the table and set the standard for Certified Sexy's time in 2KW. You don't know how long they're going to be here, and this is the biggest opportunity they may get in 2KW. If they can live up to the hype that they're bringing into this fight, and if some of the gatekeepers of this company can keep them at bay, what happens if they impress the management? What happens if they impress the crowd? If they want a "we want," if they get a "please come back" chant, then they might come back. And then you've got a team like The Element, who have been strong on the scene in the Bronx and have been making a name for themselves, going up against the Super Savages, a team that was made in 2KW completely by accident. That team was put together because both of these guys, Caveman and Monte, were facing each other in a singles match last year. And then John Davis, who is now the Federated Champion, and if you've watched Ring of Honor or FIP or a fan of the NWA, he's a former NWA World Tag Team Champion of the Dark City Fight Club. He came in and made that match a handicap match. And ever since then, after the decimation by John Davis, they've been the Super Savages. They've partnered together, and they've gone up against the Zoltan. They've gone up against a litany of teams here at 2KW, and their win-loss record isn't that bad. But when you've got teams like the Zoltan and EYFBO in your tag team division, you've got to keep getting victories. You've got to get new blood in there. You've got to create new opportunities. So the Super Savages are going up against the Element, two sets of teams looking to make a statement on July 30th, looking to prove themselves, prove that they belong in the upper echelon of that tag team division, that they can go up against EYFBO or the Zoltan, get another crack at the Super Savages. Who knows what'll happen? But that match is something to look out for, and there's a lot going on the 30th, and women's wrestling is on the rise in pro wrestling. It is one of the has taken pro wrestling by storm, and you've seen the inclusion of women in sports higher and higher and higher and becoming more important, and not just a novelty act or not just Title IX for the sake of Title IX. We are seeing Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, Nunez, who won this past Saturday at UFC 200, beat Miesha Tate in less than 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So women in sports, especially combat sports, are becoming a huge factor. And we've seen it in 2KW. In our main event, we have a woman in the main event in Jade. At our last show, we had Sonya Strong in the main event. And Sonya Strong was a cornerstone of our intergender wrestling ever since 2KW3, where she came in and went up against Stan Styles. But now we're doing something we've never done and something we've wanted to do since the inception of the company, but the timing wasn't right. And it's a women's match. And it's going to feature Helen Vale, who's been seen throughout New England, throughout New Jersey. I believe she's made several appearances at WrestlePro. Going up against Ashley Vox, who's one half of the Sea Stars from Chikara Pro. And Ashley Vox is coming off a jaw injury. She fractured her jaw. She had a hairline fracture in her jaw. And you can see it in a video on youtube.com/2kwpro, where she talks about that. She goes through the journey of coming back to the ring. She's not sure if she'll be at the level she needs to be, but she's doing this. She has to go back into the ring. She has to fight. She has to prepare for her career and go up against Helen Vale and make history. You want to be, if you're anybody in professional wrestling, you want to make history. You want to be in the record books. You want to be mentioned years after you've left your boots in the middle of the ring. And to be the woman who wins the first women's match in 2KW history or any company's history is something that will drive you to drive hundreds of miles, get into a ring, and potentially refracture your jaw.
Yep.
And that's what Ashley Vox is going to do next Saturday night.